Smurf. Welcome, Elrond, to our game of suits and salaries. My name is Bill Peterson, former executive vice president in charge of sales in the Northern Hemisphere, now chairman of the board.
Actually, my name is Trimox. I'm a half hobbit, half wit. We like to gather, get together every double moon to play suits and salaries.
I never heard of it before.
Oh, you'll love it. It's this fantasy role-playing game where you play a character in an imaginary world. A world populated with strange creatures like fry cooks, insurance salesmen, and a dreaded lawyer.
What are these lawyers that you speak?
Oh, you will find out soon enough, my good friend. No one forgets their first tangle with a lawyer.
Like a mind control spell cast by an evil wizard.
Yes, like that, but you don't have to obey these laws.
I can't really see the point then. Maybe I should just watch and observe this.
Just watch how we play and you'll do just fine.
Sorry I'm late. I ran into 10 doppelgangers on the way over, and it seemed like I was hacking and hacking for hours. They all shapeshifted into the form of me. I'm not really sure I'm the one that survived. Anyway, let's play. Who are you?
You're not kidding. It's Elrond. He's come to play with us tonight.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hey, where's Renolin?
He's got a thieves' guild.
All right. Okay, well, let's get started then. Okay, first of all, Elrond, you're going to need to make a character, so roll these dice.
I roll a 5 and a 6.
Okay, that would mean your SAT score is 500. Texas A&M. Roll for charisma.
10.
Oh, 10. You're in a fraternity. But not president of a fraternity.
Check your hit points.
Roll for hit points.
3.
Oh, you're asthmatic. Roll this would have been epileptic. All right, now the most important one. Roll for starting salary.
18.
Okay, a starting salary of 18 grand. That's not too bad, but you won't be buying any Armani in suits, though. All right, now, let's go to the mall and get you outfitted.
Should I buy the flashy plate mail or stick with the understated leather armor?
I recommend a seersucker suit for you.
No, he's liberal arts, man. A herringbone jacket, leather elbow patches, mock turtleneck.
Definitely a bike!
How many gold pieces do I have to spend?
They're not called gold pieces, they're called dollars.
Yes, and you have $96.14.
Cents?
Don't worry, you'll never use them. Okay. Yeah. All the items you want in this list and you'll do fine. Oh, before we go on, I just remembered Prozac. Last time we played, your half-Italian banker died.
What? How?
High blood pressure. Hypertension. I told you to watch his salt intake.
But I love eating ham.
Yes, well, he's dead now. Do you have an old character you'd rather use?
Yes, I'll be using my 14th level telemarketer. Here's his resume, the references, and his certificate of telemarketing from Person County.
All right.
I'll also be using the cellular phone plus 2.
Okay.
Good news, I got the new Standard & Poor's bond rating guide and the new 1040 forms.
The short form or the long form?
I don't know, my 24th level CPA is in the Bahamas for tax reasons.
Okay, let's get going. We're going to be leaving the mall now.
Wait, I'm not done shopping! I want to go to Everything's a Gold Piece!
It's called Everything's a Dollar and you cannot go.
I love it.
Alright. Okay, now we've left the mall and we're in the parking garage.
What is the marching order?
May my character lead the next period.
Yes.
My character will take the rear due to its problematic flatulence.
All right, that's fine. Now, in the parking garage, across the way, we see a homeless person. What do you do?
Do we make eye contact?
Roll for eye contact. Yes.
We look the other way, try to act busy.
He's coming towards you.
I claim his skull and twang with my war axe.
Oh, you cannot do that. You're in a different world.
I cleave his skull and twain with my briefcase?
No. Give me your change, man. Your change.
My change?
The
do? He mutters something unintelligible about the war and walks away.
I panic and kick him in the back!
He was leaving!
I can't take distress! My character needs a massage! I call up my therapist for 7-4+2!
No, Dice, you're out of range!
Damn!
Okay, we've left the parking garage and we're on the street. Across the street, you see a hooker. What do?
I do her.
But I mean, what are we worried about?